This is Jefferson Weaver with UCCN Local News. Former Sheriff's Office Captain Kevin Norris has joined the race for the county's top law enforcement officer. He recently retired as a 27-year veteran of the Sheriff's Office. He joins a busy field of candidates for the nomination. Josh Harris bowed out of the race this past week, but appointed Sheriff Bill Rogers, former Deputy Josh McPherson, and Chadburn Police Chief Ken Elliott have all announced bids for the post. State and local law enforcement are out in force for the start of the Memorial Day weekend. Click It or Ticket campaigns will be going on through June 1st with increased emphases on seatbelt and child safety seat usage. Memorial Day is considered the beginning of the 100 deadliest days of summer for teen drivers, as far more of them are on the roads. Wildlife officers are out focusing on boater safety and sobriety as part of National Boating Safety Week. All agencies will be aggressively hunting impaired and aggressive drivers during their safety campaigns. Just remember to wear your seatbelt, don't drink and drive, give yourself a little bit of extra time over the weekend, and as I always tell you, don't make me have to write about you on Monday. The 2025 tropical season is expected to be busy, according to the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. Currently, 13 to 19 named storms are possible for the 2025 period, along with 6 to 10 of those becoming hurricanes and 3 to 5 becoming major hurricanes. Now, of course, this does not predict impact. It just forecasts the numbers that could occur this year. All the influencing factors are indicative of an above-average season, according to NOAA's release from yesterday. Significant advances in technology have improved impact predictions by more than half, and this year, for the first time, they will also feature inland impacts of storms. Thursday's drought monitor showed conditions improving in Columbus County, but overall, the entire area is still considered to be in a moderate drought. Columbus is around 4 inches below average rainfall right now for the year. Fire danger is increasing, but the showers that are moving in Sunday through Monday may provide a little bit of relief. A Myrtle Beach couple was arrested Thursday after more than 6 grams of fentanyl was allegedly found in their vehicle. Anthony Breeden and Julianne Zagolas, supposed age 36, were arrested in a traffic stop at NC 242 and Princess Anne Road. They were charged with trafficking in fentanyl, carrying a concealed firearm, and other felonies held under secured bonds. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. One man was charged and another was told to stay away after a warning shot was fired Wednesday afternoon. According to Taber City Police, John Long was charged with discharging a firearm in the city limits. It's a misdemeanor. Long said that Billy Chappell had gone to the Long residence to see his stepdaughter. He had a weapon on his side when he got out of the vehicle. Long said he fired a shot into the dirt with a shotgun and Chappell fled. TCPD reportedly told Chappell to stay away from the property. No injuries occurred. Monday is the Clarkton Community Day Parade. Lineup is at 9 a.m. on the north end of 701 Business at the E.J. Cox plant. The parade starts at 10:30. Arthur Bullock is this year's Grand Marshal. For more information or to sign up, call 910-840-7241. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.